Hi, my name is Jerrica, and I'd like to welcome you to the Simple Question Series, a series on my channel where you ask a question, biblical or spiritual, and I try to answer it. If there's a topic you'd like to discuss or a question you'd like to ask, head on over to ghettobibletales.com, scroll down to the request section, and enter your request there. The Simple Question Series will be updated every Wednesday. Enjoy the show! And today's question is cussing a sin? Let's dive in, shall we? This video was sparked by a post I made on Instagram, and I mentioned how y'all have heard me say a few cuss words in a couple of past Ghetto Bible Tell videos. I try not to, but it happens from time to time. Because of the view that people have with it, I've decided to, you know, discuss cussing and how it correlates with being a Christian or whatever. But before I can, like, discuss cussing like that, I guess you should say we need to define what cussing is, cussing, and what cursing is. The definition of cuss is the use of offensive words when you speak, to say angry and offensive words. A curse is a prayer or invocation for harm or injury to come upon someone or something. Traditionally, at least in America, cuss words, shit, ass, damn, bitch, hell, cunt, and my personal favorite, fuck. Now, what exactly does the Bible say about cussing? Well, the Bible says absolutely nothing about cussing. What the Bible says is for us to use words that uplift others and build people up as opposed to tearing them down. When you put it like that, technically those words don't have to be used to tear nobody down. You could build somebody up with those words, because some people do. Just like some people use the B word as a term of endearment. They don't. It all depends on whether or not the person you're saying it to is offended. If they're not offended, there's no sin involved. Because, you know, God wants us to lift each other up, not tear each other down. The same way these cuss words can be used to lift somebody up, words that ain't considered cuss words can be used to tear somebody down. And that is where sin come in. Words are just words. What makes the words bad, what makes the words sinful, is the meaning you put behind the words. What do you mean when you say it? If what you're saying is meant to be hurtful to someone, it's a sin. It's sinful. That's when it becomes sinful. It's not sinful unless it is tearing someone down. Because now, if you go to somebody and say, "I'm going to fuck you up," you're sinning, homie. But if you tell somebody, "I love you to fucking death," that's not a sin. God ain't mad about that. He don't care about you using the F word, because God didn't make the F word profane. God didn't consider that a profane word. People did. Just like people are calling hell, ass, and damn curse words, they're actually not. Because hell is a place, ass is a donkey, and damn, like, those words aren't actually bad words. But in the context of how somebody may use it in their speech, that can make it bad. But the word alone isn't bad. Like I said, I can totally tear you down completely without even using one of the words that we traditionally consider as cuss words. Words don't become sinful until we put a meaning behind them that is intended to hurt someone. Those words are only bad because society has deemed them bad. But they're not actually bad. No words are until you make them bad. And there are other words that mean the exact same thing that those words mean. So are those words bad too? Because, like, you know, somebody may say in passing, "I'm tired of shit." Isn't it the same when you say "I'm tired as poop"? That's literally the same thing. You're saying the same thing. Both words mean the same thing. So how is it you're sinning when you say the S word, but you're not sinning when you say poop, and both words mean exactly the same thing? Like I said, it's the meaning behind what you say. Because let's just say, for example, let's just say you got a friend and something great happens in their life, and you say, "I'm so fucking happy for you, man," and you mean it within your heart. You're so happy. You think God cared that you dropped the F-bomb? No. But let's just say that same situation, and something happened for your friend and you ain't happy for them. You're actually jealous and you hate it, but you turn around out your mouth and you say, "I am genuinely so happy for you and I want nothing but the best for you." And then internally in your heart, you don't mean that. In your heart, you saying, I hope you lose everything you got. I hate you. Which one do you think God is more upset with? The one where you genuinely was happy for him and you just dropped the F-bomb, or the one where you just sat there in that person's face and lied, even though you said the most beautiful thing? You lied about how you actually felt, and in your mind you're cursing them by wishing bad on them. It's the second one, if you haven't caught on. It's the second one. Because at the end of the day, it's not the words you say. It's what meaning you put behind those words. What you mean when you say. And God knows exactly what you mean when you say the things that you say. Now, despite the fact that cussing isn't exactly a sin, it's not. It has a negative outlook by the church. The church, the elders, all the old folk have deemed cussing and those words that I named, they have deemed them as bad words, and you can't say them. If you say them, you are not of God. So because of that, people like me who are in positions where you're teaching other people who may not know the Bible that well, or other people who are into God or whatever, or even babies in Christ, you have to censor yourself, because those people don't share that same understanding that I have. I have met other people who said exactly what I say. But because those words are deemed profanity by society, not by God, by society, they have deemed those words bad. Therefore, no matter what context you say it in, they are going to be offended. If saying those words is going to offend people that are listening to you while you teach or whatever, don't say them. Because we don't want to give anybody a bullcrap reason not to come to God. Because listen, most people are looking for any reason to stop believing. So if they hear me cussing, "Oh, that ain't God," and then they quit, they leave. Like, it's really so, because I'm in this position where people see me and I talk about God all the time, and then I cuss, they look at me funny because they already have this perception of what they think cussing is and how God think of it, even though they ain't really, God don't really care, they care. So because they're offended, we gotta censor ourselves. Now I'm saying we, because I cuss, ladies and gentlemen, I cuss. I'll cuss and pray for you in the same breath. You know what I mean? But like my parents, for instance, they don't feel this way about cussing, because they're older. They're that older generation. They set in their ways. They ain't thinking like my parents believe, man. It's because my dad made a comment to me, "You know that Bible so well, but all that cussing you be doing." So now I have to censor myself around my parents, because me cussing offends them. Even though when I cuss, I'm not saying anything malicious, I don't have any malicious intent behind anything that I'm saying, it still offends them. And because it offends them, I can't say it. I have to censor myself. But am I sinning when I say it? No. Is God upset with me when I say it? No, he's not. He's not, unless I'm saying it with malicious intent behind it. God is not upset with me. However, God also does not want me to offend my neighbor. So if people around you are offended by those words, it's okay to not use them. You don't have to use them. And so that be the case with me. Now, sometimes I don't even be caring. I just let the words come right out of my mouth because I'm so used to saying them. But like I said, if it offends someone, don't use them. But is God upset with you? No, he's not. Unless you're using them in a malicious or hurtful manner. But if you're not using them in a malicious or hurtful manner, God don't care. I'm going to list the scriptures in the description box that talk about foul language and stuff like that. Just make sure you go read them. But because a lot of people, when they want to talk about, you know, when they talk about cussing, they be like, that's foul language, da 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 da. But foul language can be anything. It ain't just cussing. Because the scriptures mention how gossiping, lying, slander is cussing. That's tearing people down. And that is sinful. And all of which, lying, slander, gossiping, all of that can be done without traditional cuss words in it. It becomes sinful depending on the meaning you put behind the words. Because I can say cuss words with love. And I can say other words that ain't cuss words with hatred and malice in my heart. And only then does it become sinful. When malice and hatred is pushed into the words, that's when it becomes a sin. Not the word itself. The main scripture people use to combat cussing is Ephesians chapter 15, verse 4, where Paul tells the church of Ephesus how to conduct themselves in his opinion. The verse, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. And then in Ephesians 4 and 29, he says, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, that it may give grace to those who hear it. Once again, these are Paul's opinions. You know, people act like Paul Jesus. But one thing, this is Paul's advice on how he think they should run their church. Not all churches have to be like the church of Ephesus. But this is the advice that Paul gave them. Not once did he say God said. He said, this is in my opinion how y'all should conduct yourself in the church. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with what he said, how you should conduct yourself. But he just felt like crude joking and blah, 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 blah was out of place. But that was his opinion. That ain't what God said. That's what Paul said. And Paul ain't God. And people make the mistake of pushing Paul into like this Christ-like figure. I see it all the time. Like people act like Paul was Jesus and Paul ain't. If Jesus had said this, it would have been totally different. But Paul said this. And a lot of the things that Paul said was advice that he was giving to the different churches that he was talking to, like in Timothy and Corinth and Philippians. Those were all different churches that he was giving advice on how they should run their churches. Just for instance, when he said that women should be quiet in church, they shouldn't teach blah blah blah. So people have taken that to heart, that all women shouldn't be preachers, and that's not what God said. Because God has shown us countless times how he has used women throughout the Bible to deliver the word. That was Paul's opinion for that church, was that y'all women in that church should take a seat. They should have a seat and listen to whoever the leader of the church is. That was Paul's opinion for that church. But people have taken what Paul has said and applied it to the entire Christian body. And that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Nothing what Paul said is exact. He wasn't Jesus. He was just giving his opinion on how he thought these churches should be ran, because he has observed those churches in their atmosphere. So he gave pointers on what should be happening for this church to progress. That was specifically for those churches. That does not apply to every church in the world. That does not apply. Okay, so that's why I'm saying, when people use these words, these verses in Ephesians to combat cuss words, you can't, in my opinion. However, there is nothing wrong with what Paul said. There's nothing wrong with conducting yourself this way. However, who you can't condemn people just because they use a word that you think is foul. Because there are a lot of words that aren't traditionally cuss words that can be considered foul. Once again, it is all the intent in your words. It is all within the meaning of what you mean when you say what you say. Because once again, you can curse somebody by saying the most beautiful words in the world and have the most malice in your heart. Okay? It is very, very possible. Once again, Peter, when the Bible talk about foul language, it don't mention cuss words because it's not talking about cuss words. It's talking about words in general and what you mean with those words. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says, "For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and lips from speaking deceit." You can speak evil and you can speak deceit without using traditional cuss words. Then and only then does it become sinful. That's what I'll be trying to get people to understand. Now, these verses don't specifically say what words are considered foul language, because it's not about what words that are considered foul language. It's about what was the meaning behind the words you said, because any word that you say can be considered foul. Any word that you string together in a sentence can be considered foul, not just the traditional cuss words. To sum up this whole video, no specific word is considered sinful. Words are just that. Words. Words become sinful when you put meaning behind them. When you say them with malice intent, when you say them to hurt someone, when you're saying them to bring someone down, that is when the words become sinful. So, traditional cuss words are not sinful unless malice is put behind them when they're said. However, like I have said, not all Christians, or not all people in general, not just Christians, but people in general, they don't have this understanding of cuss words and foul language. And since these words are socially unacceptable, when we're in positions of teaching within the Christian community, we have to stray from using them. We have to censor ourselves. And I'm saying we because I am one of those people. I have to try to censor myself. And I'm trying to censor myself now. This is a battle for me because I cuss, y'all. Like I said, because of this collective understanding by people across the globe that these certain words are bad, we within the Christian community that have positions of teaching or whatever, we have to stray from using those words. And because when those people see us say those words, it diminishes the word of God, and people are always looking for any small excuse not to follow the Lord. And that'll be one. Just because they heard you say a cuss word, they don't want to follow the Lord no more because, oh my God, you're not real. You're not really of God because you cussed. Even though their favorite Bible characters was murderers and thieves and rapists. Like, I literally had a conversation with somebody yesterday about this, and I started naming out characters from the Bible or people from the Bible. I was like, David was a murderer and a rapist. Moses was a murderer. Paul was a murderer. He was a serial killer. Paul was a y'all favorite apostle was a serial killer. And y'all out here issuing judgments on people just because they said ass. But Paul is your favorite person in the Bible? A serial killer? Okay. Okay. But anyway, just to sum it all up, y'all, cussing is not actually a sin. Unless evil intent is behind those words. And in that case, any word becomes sinful when you put evil and malice behind it. That's it for this video, y'all. I hope you like this video. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And if you have a request or a question of your own, you can leave a comment on this video, or you can go to getabobtills.com, go down to the request section, and ask your question there. This has been Simple Question Series. My name is Jerica. I'll holler at y'all. Have a good one. Mwah. Love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow the show on all social media at Ghetto Bible Tales. Head on over to GhettoBibleTales.com and you can sign up for the mailing list so that you can be notified of updates and other things. You can also request topics or stories that you'd like for me to discuss on the show. Once again, I'm your host, Jerrica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tales. New episodes are posted every Wednesday and every Sunday.